And now we move on to the Mercury for Wednesday, the 17th of April 2013, with the headline, Good Lord. Next boss, Lord Wolfson, is due £2.4 million bonus, but hands it all to his employees. Boss of Next, Simon Wolfson, is giving away a £2.4 million thank you to his staff. The Tory peer has decided to gift a bonus he was due to get this summer to employees for helping make the Enderby business a multi-billion pound success. In a note to staff, Lord Wolfson said, Instead of accepting this reward, I have asked the board if they will share it out between all the people who have worked for the company during the three-year qualifying period. You and all employees who have been working at Next since June 2010 will be included. The sum in question is £2.4 million and will be shared in proportion to your annual salary. This works out at about 1% of salary and will be paid as a one-off bonus with your July pay. I hope you will accept this additional bonus as a gesture of thanks and appreciation from the company for the hard work and commitment that you have given to Next over the past 3 years and through some very tough times. I remain very grateful for the way in which everyone has helped to navigate our business through this recession. Lord Wolfson was due the windfall from a share-based incentive scheme. Despite sacrificing the extra millions, the 45-year-old still earned £4.6 million in the year to January, including £3.5 million in performance-related bonuses. He has overseen years of record profits at the retailer. Following the announcement, one staff member tweeted, Thanks, boss. It's a thoughtful gesture. Blaby MP Andrew Robertson, whose constituency includes the Next headquarters and Foss Park store, said, Simon Wolfson has a very good track record with Next, and I'm delighted he's decided to make such a generous gesture. I applaud the fact he recognises the fact his success relies on other people's hard work. Martin Trainer, Managing Director of Leicestershire Chamber of Commerce, said it was the first time he had heard of a boss of a major PLC doing such a thing. He said, This is a very welcome initiative by Lord Wolfson, who clearly values his employees, and I think this is an excellent example to many top-level chief executives. Next is outperforming the high street, and the way he has run the company from day one has made a significant difference to its fortunes. The chain has 540 stores in the UK and employs 3,500 people in Leicestershire. Since June 2010, the company's value has risen by £3 billion to £7 billion, while the share price doubled from £21 to a recent record high of £44.35.
Now, that's what we call widescreen TV. Customers are tuning in at a Leicester store to stare in wide-eyed admiration at the world's first ever 84-inch ultra-high definition TV. Staff at Mark's Electrical Shop in the West End say people are spellbound by the giant £19,999 3D TV screen. The HD TV is one of only 10 on display in England. Edmund Berry, a salesman at Mark's Electrical, said, Just having this unique TV here is a coup, not only for this shop, but also for Leicester. If anyone wants to see the very latest in high-specification TV, then this is where it's at. There is nothing like it. When people come in and see the 84-inch TV, they are mesmerised. Edmund, who has 9 TVs at his house in Glenparva, said the TV had to be carried in by 3 men. This is a TV for people who have the resources to invest in the very latest in home entertainment systems. We have had some inquiries over the phone, but no one has yet come in and bought one. The TV comes with 7 pairs of 3D glasses, so a large family or gathering of friends can enjoy the same visual cinema-style experience. It can be linked to game systems too. Edmund said the quality of the picture was unrivalled. It is the first ever ultra 3D HD TV and looks so real you feel you can reach out and touch what is on screen. It's so lifelike it's scary. I have got a 51-inch screen in my lounge and I thought that was big. Now when I go home and settle down it feels so small. The 84-inch TV is beautiful, and I am sure it is only a matter of time before we sell one from this store. There is enough money in Leicester and enough big houses to accommodate this beauty. A spokeswoman for South Korean manufacturers LG said they had sold some 84-inch TVs to celebrity customers, but were not prepared to divulge the names. She said, "There are LG 84-inch Ultra HD TVs on display in a variety of hand-picked retailers, including London's Harrods. LG has seen encouraging sales of this product to date. Marks Electricals in Leicester presented a great opportunity to display the 84-inch Ultra HD TV in a premium environment."
New old cheese to be launched. A Vale of Bever farmer is reviving a cheese which died out almost 20 years ago. Alan Hewson, who has a 60-strong dairy herd at Eastwell Crossroads Farm near Melton, is now manufacturing Colwick cream cheese. Last produced in Leicestershire in 1995, the cheese will now go on sale again for the first time at the Artisan Cheese Fair in Melton next month. Mr. Hewson, whose herd of mainly red poll cows produce 5,500 litres of milk a week for nearby Long Clawson Dairy, said, "We've set up a small dairy and we've had to slightly alter the recipe to meet environmental health requirements. We've made some of the cheese and done the shelf life tests, but we've not sold any yet. We're getting it ready for its launch at the cheese fair. We're looking to increase our income by manufacturing the cheese, and we're waiting to see how the market develops." The Beaver Ridge Creamery, which Mr. Hewson has set up with his wife Jane, hopes to sell the cheese to county retail outlets and restaurants. He said, "It's a young cheese, a light summer cheese, which you can have with a salad or with fruit as a sweet course. We will also be demonstrating how to make it." The bid to revive the cheese, which was first made in 1645, has been led by Cheese Fair organiser Matthew O'Callaghan, chairman of the Melton Mowbray Food Partnership. Dr. O'Callaghan has been researching all the cheese produced in the UK for a database which will be launched at the show. He said, "As Great Britain is fast becoming a rival for France in the amount of native cheese it produces, the aim of the fair is very much about supporting the specialist business of making good quality cheeses and enhancing the UK's growing reputation." Colwick cream cheese was originally made in Nottingham in 1645. Production stopped in 1995, but we will be bringing it back to life. Leicestershire has an extremely rich heritage in cheesemaking. This year the festival has grown fourfold and we are expecting a large number of cheese lovers to come. The Artisan Cheese Fair will take place at the Cattle Market in Scalford Road, Melton, on Saturday the 4th of May and Sunday the 5th of May from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Cash penalties to Cost Hospital. Leicester Royal Infirmary faces losing funding for ambulance handovers which take too long. A new penalty will see the hospital docked £200 every time it takes the accident and emergency department more than 30 minutes, double the target time of 15 minutes, to take on a patient from an ambulance crew. If the delay is 60 minutes or more, the penalty will increase to £1,000 per patient. East Midlands Ambulance Service, EMAS, also faces a £20 penalty every time it takes a crew more than 30 minutes to get back on the road after they have handed over their patient. The financial penalties will be taken from funding provided by the Leicester City Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, which oversees performance at the city hospitals. Simon Freeman, Leicester CCG Managing Director, said, "Too many patients experience unnecessary delays in receiving the care they need when arriving at hospital in an ambulance. That cannot be right. It is distressing for patients and lacks essential standards of care. We are working with NHS partners to make the necessary improvements to address the issues so these penalties do not become an issue. These potential contractual penalties will hopefully act as a further incentive to make changes now for the benefit of patients." A working group comprising the county's three CCGs, Leicester's Hospitals and EMAS, has been set up to come up with a plan to meet the target. Leicester's hospitals have 3 months to improve performance before the penalties are imposed. Phil Walmsley, head of operations at Leicester's hospital, said, "We are no worse than a lot of places and are doing better than a lot. We have also changed a lot of our processes. It is estimated that if the penalties had been imposed in the past year, Leicester's hospitals would have missed out on about £1 million. Special sensors are due to be fitted on doors to the accident and emergency doors at the infirmary to give an accurate monitoring of waiting times. Latest figures from EMAS show the infirmary kept 138 patients waiting more than an hour during February, the highest number in the region."
Cut your speed on rural roads. A horse rider badly injured in a collision with a car has backed a call for lower speed limits on country roads. Richard Clutterbuck was airlifted to hospital and underwent major surgery on his back after being injured on a rural road south of Market Harborough. His horse, Linford, was killed in the crash. Mr. Clutterbuck is now supporting calls by road safety charity Brake and insurance firm Direct Line to reduce speed limits on rural roads to 50 miles per hour or lower. He said, "It's vital drivers understand rural roads are shared roads, so they must drive cautiously and never overtake unless it's 100% safe." Mr. Clutterbuck and his wife Jill of Great Bowden near Market Harborough were riding along a rural road in August 2010 when they stopped to allow an oncoming vehicle to go by. The 59-year-old said a sports car overtook the first vehicle, passing on to the wrong side of the road and crashing head-on into him and his horse. He broke vertebrae in his lower back and 3 ribs when he hit the road. Jill's horse collapsed on top of her, rupturing a ligament in her knee. Mr. Clutterbuck said, "It was an awful, terrifying experience and it's taken me a long time to recover physically. It's had a terrible emotional impact on both me and my wife." The driver of the sports car pleaded guilty to careless driving. He was fined and had 9 points endorsed on his licence. As part of Brake's campaign, the charity released the results of a survey which showed almost a quarter of men admitted risking head-on crashes by overtaking blind on rural roads. Almost half the men admitted driving over the 60-mile-per-hour limit on country roads. Brake's senior campaigns officer Ellen Booth said the charity was pressing for government and local authority action to lower speed limits on rural roads from 60 to 50 miles per hour or lower. Leicestershire County Council is not backing the campaign. Traffic and Safety Manager Greg Payne said, "If we identify a road that poses a problem, we will consider a range of measures."
Sir Clive in fact-finding estate visit. Police and Crime Commissioner Sir Clive Loader visited an inner city estate yesterday as part of his efforts to get to know people across Leicestershire. Sir Clive, the former RAF Air Chief Marshal, who was elected to the post last November, dropped in on community projects and a school on Leicester's St Matthew's Estate, one of the most deprived areas of the city. Sir Clive said, "I always said that reaching out to communities and developing and maintaining a trust between them and myself would be a critical part of the success of this office. St Matthew's is a proud community and one in which many ways characterises what is best about Leicester. It is a rich mix of people and there is a determination for people to help each other." Jean Williams, chair of the St Matthew's Tenants Association, which is based in Manitoba Road, said, "We invited the police commissioner because we wanted him to see how people live down here. He came along and he listened to us and I was impressed by him. He seems to be a very approachable and down-to-earth person. He also spoke to the children at Taylor Road Primary School and I think they had a lot to say to him. We have low crime here and we want to keep it that way. If we had any concerns about police, I think Sir Clive would listen to us." The force is making savings across the board as it seeks to cut about £20 million from its £175 million budget during the next 3 years. Sir Clive said, "We are going to have to make difficult decisions. We will make those decisions in a way that does not compromise public safety in areas like St Matthew's." The visit to the estate is the latest in a series of trips across the city and county. In recent weeks, Sir Clive has visited Barwell to find out more about work being carried out there to address antisocial behaviour, and the Carpenter's Arms in Loughborough, which helps people overcome addiction to drugs or alcohol. Also last month, he held a meeting at Leicester's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Centre in Wellington Street to talk about how the police force deals with reports of hate crimes. More information about Sir Clive's office and his work can be found at www.less.pcc.police.uk.